hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, everyone! And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, do we have a special edition of the big show today. Welcome to the official Scuba Radio Christmas Crab Stravaganza special. Or I already said special. So, yeah.
Ha, bumbug.
And, of course, right on cue, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is with us.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in. This is the only day of year where we actually allow him in the studio. Jimmy the Bubble Boy is here,
that's
too.
That's not true.
Assist.
No,
to be
you sneak your way in the rest of the time. This time you were invited against the vote of the masses.
Well, that's not very Christmas-like.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Bill.
You're not in a holiday spirit, Bill, but we'll get you in holiday spirit.
Jimmy. You have plenty of holiday spirits in you.
Don't worry, Bill. I brought a snow shovel and also a bag of adult diapers for him.
Great.
That's very sweet of you, Jimmy.
That's the thought that counts.
Yeah. All right, Drunken Santa, just chill. But we do.
He's a nice guy.
This is the one day a year where I actually welcome you to the studio.
Thank you. I welcome you.
And first of all, I want to thank you for not coming to Marathon last week when we helped celebrate the opening of the Dockside Tropical Cafe.
How many kilometers is a Marathon?
More than you were willing
to go. 26 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
I'm trying to work my way up from a brisk walk.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not ready for a marathon.
As long as you're
in top physical condition like you.
Well, he lost his license a long, long time ago. So the only way Drunken Santa is going to get anywhere is by walking or bumming a ride off of Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Talking about running a marathon, that is a very lofty goal.
Okay. Let's just keep him in check on the microphone there, will you?
Oh, no, Greg, Bill. That's my fault. I'm so sorry. He probably would have made it. Did you think, Santa, that it was an actual marathon? No, that's the name of the island, the key. Oh, I shouldn't have told you that it was a marathon.
Well, yeah. I misunderstood. That's my fault.
Yeah, okay. Well, as everything else is, too. So, Drunken Santa, you weren't there last week, and we did do our Scuba Radio Christmas a gift exchange, our little Dirty Santa.
Dirty Sanchez.
It was a Santa gift exchange where we steal everybody's present. It was quite a spectacle last week, wasn't it, Bill? That was a lot of fun. Yeah?
It was fun. We had a good time, and some people know how to game the system, and some people don't.
Right. I came away with one present. Everyone else came away with two. But I got what I wanted. What'd you get out of that whole extravaganza, Bill?
I got chocolate. And Bailey's. All right. So I would call it a win.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. Women, the woman of the house in the Bill the Producer household, I think, made out on that one. And Jimmy the Bubble Boy came home with what?
Yeah, I got a bottle of rum.
Perfect size, right color.
Yeah, and a gift card to a great restaurant as well as a hernia.
Right. I have no gifts for you, my rum, 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 rum.
Well, actually, it just rum. So happens, Drunken Santa, rum. I didn't forget about you. You weren't down in Marathon, but I figured, look, you know, he is part of the crew, at least on this one day out of the year, every year. And, he doesn't dive, but he doesn't, he does provide some comic relief and is a part of the Scuba Radio crew. In spirits, that we've learned over many years of doing this. So I brought you this gift.
This is
from the heart and from a friend of ours in North Carolina. So open that up.
God bless you. I'm deeply touched.
Are you? Well, I'm not touching you.
And the last time I was deeply touched, it was by my doctor under clinical circumstances.
Okay. Yeah, that or, yeah, whatever. We don't need to have
please
one
indicate on the, open it. Please indicate on the doll where you were deeply touched.
Yeah.
You know.
Just open it.
You
don't,
know, Bill.
You know. Drunken Santa, look, just open the gift. You don't have to turn your head and cough. Just open
it. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I have something for you, too.
You brought something for us?
The pink camouflage.
Pink camouflage. What about the wrapping on this, Drunken Santa?
That's beautiful.
Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
It's not a teddy, is it?
Oh, boy. Just that mental picture is making me throw up a little in my mouth.
I stopped wearing that stuff a long time ago.
Yeah.
Bill, something for you, too, and Patrick.
Wow. Oh, wait. Are we doing all this now?
Well, no, just have, your show.
Open your stuff.
Your show.
I brought you this.
Your show.
It's my. This is for you, Drunken Santa.
Head cheese.
Can you open that? What's the problem?
Difficult.
He's having trouble opening this Victoria's Secret.
I'm ripping it.
Look at that.
Cool.
What is that? Do you even recognize it?
Paddle.
No, Patty. That's a Patty dive hat.
Paddle.
Now turn it around on
the other
side.
There's a guy paddling on there. Oh, cool. It says Mountain Diver.
It's from Jimmy the Diver Guy in North Carolina.
Or Jerry.
Or Jerry. That guy, too.
I used to have a hat
Jimmy's
that said
his brother.
Muff Diver.
He used to have a hat like that, but it's Mountain Diver.
I used to have a hat that said Muff Diver, and now I have one that's Mountain Diver.
Yeah, this would be much more appropriate to wear in public.
Oh, this is going to make Santa very warm.
It seems to have evaporated some.
Yeah,
this is
that's the leftover.
It's a mason jar with some sweet spirits.
Yeah. It's Jerry the Diver Guy would call spring water.
Would you like,
from North Carolina?
Should we sample a little nip?
Well, go ahead. I guess we got 2 hours.
Woo!
It's
good,
the good
Lord.
Good stuff. It's the good stuff.
Good
there,
Lord.
Santa.
All God right. help us.
Wow, just the fumes I'm getting a buzz off of.
Santa could boost the octane in his sleigh with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dump it right in the gas tank.
That is some serious rocket fuel.
Right.
If you would prefer to put it in your, into Jimmy's automobile as opposed to into yourself, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
How about first I drink it, and then I'll pee in his gas tank.
Okay, that'll work.
That way everybody wins.
It'll be like every Saturday.
Thank you very much.
See, we didn't forget about you, Drunken Santa, even though you weren't there in the flesh. You were there in spirits.
Is this from Jerry?
That's what's left over. So from our party last week.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
So it's from Jerry.
Jerry's a mountain diver, right?
Yeah, he's a mountain diver. Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Jerry?
But
you're on Santa's nice list.
Well, hold on. It's from Jerry, kind of, but we kind of re-gifted it, Santa. So it's really from us.
You dirty bastard.
You want me to take it back?
It's the thought that counts.
You want me to take it back?
No, I'll give it a good home.
He just looked at me like he was going to chew my arm off.
I will give it a good home.
Yes. At least for...
Open yours.
The next 30 minutes or so is how long it'll last. Is this it? No. Or what is it?
Uh-oh.
We got more gifts. We got a Christmas crap extravaganza play. That the crew got together.
Santa has presents for Greg and Bill
and Patrick and
Jimmy, Uncle Jimmy.
We're going to play that for you today. You're not going to want to miss that. Obviously, today's content's going to be a little bit more colorful than usual. And, we'll talk a little bit about diving and some last-minute gift ideas. But obviously, we have some internal business to take care of amongst our crew here. Now, what's going on?
Because we need a little Christmas.
Yeah.
Right this very minute.
All right, Santa, just drink, have a drink. Okay. Chill.
Santa brought me something, Greg.
Bill is slacking. There's no Christmas music.
Yeah.
In these headphones.
Hey, really, I don't know if we need any.
Is this a Christmas show or not?
It is a Christmas show. We are going to play some Christmas songs. We'll play one for you next.
Radio.
Here after the commercial break, okay? Well, I'll play a Christmas song really written just for you.
Oh.
All right? What
jingle
do you got
my
there?
Balls.
Jimmy the Bubble Boy has a gift. Are you opening this or are you going to just look at it?
Shall I open it now?
Go ahead.
Merry Christmas, Jimmy.
And that's from
Santa?
Who? Is this from Drunken Santa?
That's from Santa Claus.
That doesn't look like a bottle of booze.
I wasn't sure because it's got all this red glitter on it. I thought maybe it was Kelly.
I wrapped it myself.
Yeah. Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is going to make an appearance on the show today on the Christmas play. We are going to play one of her songs.
Oh, Santa.
We apologize in advance for both items, but Santa has brought, what is that? What are those?
Three really nice stogies.
Smoke.
Really?
So you can have a smoke.
Okay.
Smoking a pancake.
Hey, remember, a good woman is just a woman, but a good cigar is a smoke.
Okay.
You ever hear that?
No, I haven't, actually.
All right. What this country needs is a good 5-cent cigar.
Is that how much those cost, Drunken Santa?
No, those look too fancy. Really nice.
That was the tax.
That was the tax. Okay, he didn't pay no tax. He
got those from
Cuba.
Three fat bellies.
On his last dive adventure before he started drinking. All right, we got more coming up here on our Christmas Crepe Extravaganza. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The dive pros at the DEMA show know, and now you do too. Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering a DEMA dive show getaway. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $1,063. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and book your DEMA dive getaway to Dominica now. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Tinkle, 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 it's a song all divers sing. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of tinkling. Tinkle, tinkle, divers, in our wetsuits we will go. Then give your buddy high fivers with Scuba Radio. Ho, ho! Now you must believe that it's my pet peeve when some divers deny they should just quit saying they hold it. We all know that's a lie.
Mom!
Tinkle, 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 in our wetsuits we will go.
Pa!
Take it from Kris Kringle on Scuba Radio.
I'm home.
On Scuba Radio.
Now,
ho, ho!
This won't hurt a bit.
Nah, it's going to leave a mark. At least. We apologize.
That was beautiful.
Well, that was for you, Drunken Santa. And Merry Christmas from the heart.
Thank you so much. Happy horny days.
Yes, one of the, with those two. All right, so look, it is that time of year. Last minute shopping is taking place this weekend. Don't forget to give the gift of scuba. You can go into any dive shop around the world and get a gift certificate for scuba lessons. That's obviously a great gift idea. We have a few others that we're going to share with you today. But before we get to those, I got one that actually I got picked up one of these at the DEMA show a few weeks ago, and it's a QuickPod. And to help me talk about it is Sage from QuickPod.com. Sage, welcome to Scuba Radio, and Merry Christmas to you. How are you?
Thank you very much. To you as well. I'm good.
Yes. Now, this QuickPod, this is basically, well, I, When I say QuickPod, they make a whole line of accessories for like GoPros and things like that. The telescopic pole for the iPod, which I'm using right now to film today. It's actually, you can use it for your iPhone, I should say, and GoPros, right? And what is that device called, the telescoping thing? What is the model on that particular item we're talking about?
Okay, so we have a bunch of models. The one you're referring to, I believe, is the QuickPod Explorer 3.
Right, right.
And it works with all camera types, including GoPro. You can use it with your smartphone. You can use it with point-and-shoot, underwater camera, GoPro, or any action cam that you might have.
Yes. Now, this Explorer 3. Now, I got to say, and Drunken Santa, you'll appreciate this. If you take your iPhone, they make an attachment for the Explorer 3 that you can put this and make the ultimate selfie. So, because you can extend the telescopic pole and have your, you know, your phone a few feet away from you and really get a great selfie of yourself.
Can I please, and I'm telling you, begging you,
what?
Not to use terms like telescoping pole to take a selfie with Drunken Santa. I am just begging you to think about the words you choose.
Well, Santa?
I enjoy going to the balls and having young moms sit on my lap.
Okay.
And they always to get their pictures taken.
Okay.
This is your fault.
One of Santa's elves always takes the picture.
Yeah.
But that is a very nice piece of equipment.
It is. I highly
recommend it.
Okay. And Sage, I apologize. It's our Christmas show.
Oh,
so.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I just wanted to add that the one you're holding, all of the QuickPods come with a selfie mirror.
Ah, okay.
So the photographer is able to line themselves up with their lens. If they're using it with a smartphone, they're able to use their back-facing lens, which has the highest resolution, on your phone. So now this mirror guides you as to whether you're in your shot or not.
Yeah, and which is very important if you're trying to get the ultimate selfie or just document something where you don't have someone to hold the phone for you and get some really great shots for your phone and Facebook and that kind
of thing. What kind of a guarantee does that mirror come with? Because Drunken Santa has gone through 45 mirrors this week.
Yeah. He has 144 years of bad luck stacked up, but
that's gross.
I guarantee you this mirror will last you a lifetime.
Yay. There you go.
If it breaks, she will come and kill you.
Well, you know, the thing is, this
threats
is
of murder. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah. Now, getting back to what I bought this for in the first place at the Dima Show is for our GoPro cameras. And when you're underwater, having something that extends out like that to get into cracks and crevices, like if you're trying to film a marine critter and that kind of thing, and get in a nice close-up shot of an eel, for instance, and you know, that way you keep all your appendages safe distance away.
Exactly.
Yeah. You put your hand in a crack.
We've had people get close to sharks as well, which is really, really exciting, sending us photos of that. So, I mean, yes, you're able to get close to a lot of underwater life and get a really great shot without scaring them away.
Yeah, but the thing about the Explorer 3 is that it's smaller and lighter. There's other pole systems for GoPros out there on the market, but I saw this at the Dima show, and I was amazed how small and lightweight you had made this, and it evidently is catching the market by storm. You guys can't even keep up with the orders right now. Is that the case, Sage?
That's exactly right. So we've introduced, starting 2014, two new models called the QuickPod DSLR POV Ultra and the QuickPod Explorer 3. And so far, they've both been getting amazing buzz from the people that have seen them. We've shown them at a few trade shows.
Right.
Speaking of amazing buzz.
To just sell crazily for Christmas as well. We had a few in stock. Now we have more in as of today, but we were back ordered for a while. But yeah, it's been very, very exciting. It's very lightweight. We've enhanced the grips. We have a nice sure grip handle.
Yeah.
Goes through airport security, completely waterproof, meets all the saltwater testing standards.
Right.
Yeah, really a great, great item.
It really is impressive. QuickPod.com is the website to go and find the Explorer 3. And by the way, lighter, smaller, and all the attachments you made for this, not only for GoPros or for our, you know, iPhones, like you
exactly.
said, and all
so
this stuff.
We
very
call
versatile.
Ourselves the original handheld extendable pole for all camera types, including GoPro. So we have something for everybody, depending on your use. You can check out our website, and I'm sure you'll see a bunch of goodies on there.
Yeah.
But our products, we stand behind all of them. They're all very well engineered, and we have lightweight ones. We have ones for DSLR cameras.
Right.
We have a little bit for everybody.
Yeah.
Santa's got a handheld extendable pole.
Yeah.
At the North Pole.
Yeah.
And it's green and red.
What is wrong with you? My God.
Here's something, though, that I haven't been able to figure out, and I've been reading through the manual, and I cannot get this. And maybe you can help us out, Sage. And, of course, maybe at some place, maybe there's a frequently asked questions section at quickpod.com. But is there a back scratcher attachment? Because I thought that would just perfect, and I can't come up with a way to really make it effective as a back scratcher.
Oh, yeah.
You can use the legs.
You could use the legs. Actually, I got that's a screw-on accessory for the QuickPod Explorer 3. Is that I have it set up right now as a tripod.
What you do is you take you get a dead chicken claw and tape it on the end of it.
Well, you could do that, I guess, but that would be
taping a live chicken.
Just being creative with all the accessories they offer. QuickPod.com. Go there, get it. And you'll thank me later. More coming up on the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Thought I'd say this, but thank you, Drunken Santa, for keeping those pole extension jokes off the radio. Because I have a feeling you're holding back there.
I think one slipped out.
Yeah, might have.
QuickPod.com.
I love those that Explorer 3 thing. That is pretty cool.
That is a really cool device.
All right, can I open your gift real quick here? And we'll share this with the world. Is this something that we can show or at the world, Drunken Santa?
Well, you
decide. It's a very small gift. Very small.
That's just decoration.
Oh, I like that, though. That's nice.
Special for you.
Okay, let's see.
Shake it, too. It should
shake
be.
It. Oh, shake it. Whoa! All right!
He loves it.
Yeah!
Santa kicks ass.
It's a Duck Dynasty coffee mug. Brothers of the Beard.
I know you.
I think these guys are divers. If they're not, we should make them divers. You know? Phil, Cy, and the crew from Duck Dynasty. They make great scuba divers, I think.
Whatever you say.
Yeah. You know, because you can't kill ducks year-round anyway. They have to do something else.
Ducks are aquatic.
Yeah. Get a quack.
A quack.
Oh, aquatic. My God.
That is hilarious.
You're quacking me up.
You were pretty good, even when you're drinking spring water from North Carolina. Is this...
Santa.
Are we allowed to put some of that in here?
Old Santa can crack.
Is this just for coffee? Or my,
no, it's for whatever beverage.
Skinny peppermint mocha would go in this.
Whatever beverage you desire.
All right. Well, thank you, Drunken Santa. That was thoughtful, Bill.
America.
Did you see what he got me? His Duck Dynasty coffee mug. This is a sweet.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And it's the sort of thing which you go out to the store and you look for things and say, hey, what would Greg like? And then you buy them. Yeah. Or another alternative is just to walk around in your living room and put stuff into a bag and tape it up and bring it in and say it's a gift.
Re-gift it. Santa doesn't like it when you re-gift.
Yeah, well, you seem to like that spring water, okay.
Well, there are exceptions to every rule.
Yeah.
Don't try to paint me into a corner.
Yeah, never. Well, Merry Christmas to us, everyone.
Oh, look.
Wait a minute.
Santa got me a button that I can use again and again and again.
We can't say that on the radio.
You can say the initials.
That was easy.
I know the kind of BS that it detects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it'll be going off a lot today.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 81. Sure, fish smell, but you would too if you had to swim around in your own urine day after day.
Oh, gnarly!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for a real Dan good diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Here's a question for you, Nick.
Yeah, what's that?
What is a good diver?
Well, that's a good question. What do you think it is?
Well, it's not a technical cave diving instructor with thousands of dives under his weight belt.
Well, hopefully he is, but I'm thinking that's not the kind of good diver you're talking about.
Nope, I'm talking about the kind of good diver every diver can be from the day they are certified.
Which is an excellent thing for every diver to realize. There are a number of things every diver can do towards being good, most of which has to do with common sense and a safety-oriented mindset. For example, a good diver is someone who completes the training for the diving they want to do.
No going with that cave diving instructor with only an open water card, right?
Right. And after the training is completed, a good diver follows that training.
Because, believe it or not, instructors are not making up the rules they teach for their own amusement.
No, they're not. You're an instructor. What's one of the first rules you teach?
Plan the dive and dive the plan.
Exactly. A plan profile is useless if the diver ignores it when they go underwater. A good diver knows and sticks to the plan.
How about showing up at the dive properly equipped?
Now that's a good one. A good diver doesn't show up planning to share his buddy's computer or a compass. In fact, a good diver has all the equipment needed for the dive.
And takes care of that equipment.
Yes, he does.
What else?
A good diver stays up to date on diving, continues their education, refreshes and practices their skills on a regular basis, reads magazines and books.
Listens to scuba radio?
Well, sure. That one goes without saying.
Well, thank you very much.
It's a no-brainer. These tips are gold. So to get back to this one, a good diver understands that the buddy system is a backup to self-reliance and responsibility. It's up to every diver out there to take responsibility for him or herself and what they bring to the dive. There are a lot of safety precautions out there to help you if you get into trouble, but a good diver does their part to avoid the problems in the first place.
So of all the characteristics you listed here today, which one would you say contributes the most to avoiding those problems?
I think that's the easiest answer of all, and the one that encompasses everything we talked about here. The defining characteristic of a good diver is one who checks their ego at the door. Letting ego be part of your diving leads to all sorts of bad decisions, including costly safety shortcuts, and leaving it home allows you to adopt all of the practices that characterize a good diver.
I think that says it all. You don't have to be a scuba guru to be a good diver. Everyone has the potential. A good diver is primarily someone with common sense, solid training, and a healthy mindset. Adopt the characteristics of a good diver, and you'll not only stay safer, you'll get even more out of a sport with a lot to offer. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, coming up in hour two, we have the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza play to share with you today. You are not going to want to miss that. The heart and soul of the Scuba Radio crew is in this production and went all out. Costumes, their songs, everything. It is an impressive display of lack of talent that we have here on the Scuba Radio staff. So stick around. That's coming up a little bit later on. But first, we have Greg Phillip on the line. He is from the Nevis Tourism Board, and we are headed to Nevis here in 2014, in January, to be specific. And Greg is on the air to basically tell us what to expect, I believe, or he's going, oh, God, what did I get myself into? Well, what is it, Greg? What do you think?
Are you talking to this Greg?
Yes, yes. I'm talking to you. From one Greg to another, are you having second thoughts on hosting the Scuba Radio crew in Nevis?
I was hoping you're not talking to yourself.
Yes, well, it wouldn't be the first time, But yeah, no, I'm talking to you. No, but well, welcome to Scuba Radio and Merry Christmas to you first off there, Greg.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you and your listeners, too. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, now, are you in Nevis as we speak right now? Are we connected to Nevis, or are you someplace else right now? They didn't tell me.
I'm at home.
You're at home on the island of Nevis, which is right there next to St. Kitts, down there in the Caribbean.
I'm on St. Kitts at the moment.
Yeah, he's what? What'd he say?
I'm on St. Kitts at the moment, but you know, the wonderful thing about Nevis is that it's part of the country of St. Kitts and Nevis, so when you come here, you get to enjoy two islands for the price of one.
Ah, I like that. Two for the price of one is always a good thing. Double, at least.
That's
yeah.
Real.
Yeah, and they got this stuff called, you know, we actually gave our Drunken Santa a little sample of some spring water from North Carolina. They have a similar thing in Nevis called Hammond, and we're not going to get into the specifics of that, but do they partake in this Hammond beverage during the holidays? Is that a festive holiday beverage that the Islanders
they
like
only partake in the Hammond on days that end in Y?
Is that what it is, Greg? What do you think?
I'm not allowed to have any of that.
Exactly. He's speaking from a official position as a tourism board person, so I totally understand. He's got to keep it on the up and up. We'll deal with that later when we're there on the island. the weather,
well, I hear you already know where to find it. So
yeah, well, I've been there. It's been probably about 6 years, 5-6 years ago. We were over there for a brief little visit. It's been way too long for us to come back and visit. I'm really looking forward to it, and the crew I'm bringing over, Tiffany and the Scuba Cowboy, they've never been. I know they're going to have an amazing time just from what I saw last time. But I know one of the things we're planning to do is this dive and dine thing with the folks at the Four Seasons, where we're going to go catch some lobsters, and then the chef there at the Four Seasons is going to cook up our catch. Are you going to be a part of this as well, Greg? At least the eating part of that, or what?
Yeah, I'm going to help you eat.
Yes, that's what I thought. I didn't know if he was going to help us dive, so... But you're willing
to... The guys at Scuba Safaris are going to take you out and make sure that you get that lobster.
That's right. A lot of pressure is going to be put on Ellis from Scuba Safaris for us, because if we don't if we don't catch any lobster for dinner, I'm definitely blaming Ellis. That's how it works, right? That's what you'll back me up on this, right, Greg? It won't be my lack of...
He's the one to blame.
Yes, it won't be my lack of lobster catching skills. I can guarantee you that, spoken like a true lobster slayer.
I can hear the conversation right now at dinner. Yeah. Well, please enjoy your asparagus.
Yeah, no, it will not. We will have lobster tail, and it'll be cooked really, really nice, because the chef at the Four Seasons is going to hook us up. So that's just one of many little adventures you have for us, or what people can experience at Nevis. What's going on there right now? How do they celebrate the holidays on the island? Do they do anything special other than just family time, or what?
There's a lot of festive things going on, and much like anywhere, it's all about eating.
It's all about eating, right?
You know, there's a lot of cultural things also, cultural dances, etc. People go around and just go from house to house and enjoy yourself. That's what the holidays are about on the island.
Yeah, well, you know what? It seemed like it was like that when we were there last time, and it wasn't the holidays. I'm guessing you guys just do that year-round on Nevis. It's just such a cool island that, and the people there that live there are very friendly and welcoming to folks that come visit. And it's also, Nevis is also a place where a lot of famous people go. Right, Greg? I mean, like the Rolling Stones, and I don't know, last time I was there, they were saying Matthew McConaughey showed up on the island at one point. Is that a fairly common thing, or what?
Celebrity sightings are common on the island of Nevis, because, you know, it's one of those places where you can come and it's all relaxed. No one harasses you. You know, a big celebrity like you, Greg, I mean, you come down, the paparazzi is not around to disturb you, so... And the locals are just welcoming and glad that you're here. They understand that you want your privacy, so you can walk around like a local and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because people treat me like that anywhere I go. And I get very little attention.
Just as if you weren't famous. That's amazing. Now, I do have this one question, though, Greg from Nevis. Not Greg from here, because we don't know the answer. Oh. Greg, how many years in a row now have you guys had a white Christmas there on Nevis? I'm thinking, what, 25, 30 years in a row you had a white Christmas year after year, just heavy snowfall on Christmas Day?
It's more of like an off-white Christmas, like a sandy type of thing.
The only white Christmas you'll have here is if you're on a white sand beach.
That's right. Well, they have one. There you go. Okay. So
we're
going to go build a white sand snowman or something in Nevis. That happens in January. Thanks, Greg. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead?
Oh, 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 and a bottle of rum. Santa's on off to the Caribbean. A week in the tropics and he'll be alright. Sporting a tan as he rides out of sight. Merry Christmas to all and to all. Good night.
Yeah. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Coming up, we have our Christmas Crap Extravaganza play to share with you. We apologize in advance. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa here with me, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Bill the Producer, and on the phone, Jerry the Diver Guy is chiming in from North Carolina. Jerry, how are you? Merry Christmas, buddy.
Well, happy Crap Extravaganza.
Yes. Well, back at you, buddy. I hope you didn't feel offended that I re-gifted some of your spring water to Drunken Santa. He definitely appreciated
it. Delicious.
Yeah, he liked it. I figured,
of course, you didn't pour it out.
No way. No, but I figured if we drank all of it, we'd all be dead. So I figured, let's share at least half of it with Drunken Santa, and that way that prolonged the life of the rest of the crew.
It warms the cockles of my heart.
I wish you would cover those cockles, because that's making me quite uncomfortable. But
Why would Christmas be without cockles?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
Well, it makes Drunken Santa tolerable.
Tolerable.
Thank you.
Says you. On the phone, far, far away.
It makes me terrible.
Yeah, but you like the hat. You got a mountain diver's hat there, Drunken Sailor.
I took my red hat off and put this mountain hat on.
Yes, you did. But that's not the head you're supposed to put it on, but whatever. Okay, but, Jerry...
too much info.
Yes, as always.
Like,
Jerry...
Like a tripod.
So how are you celebrating the holidays this weekend? Are you doing any diving up there in North Carolina, or are you just laying low, or what are you doing?
I am miserable. I'm out Christmas shopping, doing the one thing that I hate most.
What are you Christmas shopping for? You run a dive store. Why aren't you giving gift certificates to learn how to scuba dive to all the people that have been, nice on your list? Or have they all been naughty?
Well, they all been naughty.
Yeah. And now I kind of answered my own
most
question.
Most people are.
Yeah. Well,
according to her, that I've been naughty too, so I have to go out and make her happy.
Ah, I see. So it's one of those that, a dive certificate doesn't necessarily cover all the bases when it's your better half. They demand a few more.
Well, she allows I buy everything for myself.
Well, there you go. Okay. Well, then I like
I
the way you
scream
think.
That now.
Yes, absolutely. But they have a tendency to like shiny things, which we got to figure out a way to combine that with our diving-themed gift ideas. Which, by the way, I do have an idea for you. If you go to tropicalseas.com, our buddy Dan there at Reef Safe, they have a new line of nautical-themed jewelry, like conch shells, divers, octopus, little fish and that kind of thing. But at tropicalseas.com, and look at their jewelry connection, and you could buy something like that there, Jerry. How about that? That'll make her happy.
Well,
yeah.
Anything makes her happy except me.
Okay.
Wow. Can you blame her?
You've been married how long?
Too long.
Jerry, let me give you some advice from a man who did not manage to stay married the first time. Yeah. And I've learned my lesson. And there was just one thing which she wished that I would do.
Babe.
And if I had done that, I think we'd still be married today. If I could have just stopped breathing, she would have been so much happier with me.
And he's a diver. You're never supposed to hold your breath. So, that would have been.
She calls me old man. I call her Battleaxe.
Okay. Well, hey, whatever works for
like
you.
Like a Hallmark card.
Yeah.
Woo! I feel my cockles warming as well, Santa.
Okay.
Times like these.
Yeah, too much information again there, Bill. But, Merry Christmas to you, Jerry, and, thanks for making Scuba Radio Drunken Santa's Christmas
Jerry, where's Elaine?
I just want to give a shout-out to Callie. I mean, her and her deep stare. Y'all gave her a rough time last week, did you?
Yeah, well, I tried to soothe that over after the broadcast last week by inviting her to Dominica. So she's going to go to Dominica in January with her, and her chair, her stare changed from like an evil glare, like I'm going to kill you, to like, oh really, Greg, you're awesome. And so now it's all different. It's all good. So
I got to give you a stare now.
I'm proud of you, son. You learn from the best.
Yeah,
Santa's entire system is based on bribery.
Is it okay? But where do you get any money?
I can bribe.
Cookies.
Yeah, oh, cookies, right, okay. All right, well, thank you, Jerry. And
he sells a used cookie packaging.
No, I give kids gifts, and they're good.
They're good?
It's all bribery.
The gifts are good, or the kids are good?
The children behave themselves, and they get nice things from Santa.
Okay, if you say so.
Check your blood sugar, check it off.
Naughty and nice list. You have one of those, do you?
I'm checking it twice.
Are you? Okay, if you say so. Well, has Callie been good or has she been bad? Last week she was making me a little nervous.
I have to go back and look at the video footage a few more times.
Okay, there was no video footage.
You think.
Yeah.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
Santa's got eyes everywhere.
There were pictures, actually. That's true.
He knows
pictures and high-def.
Yeah.
High-def movies.
All right. Well, Mermaid Callie, she's a dive instructor, and she's going to go to Dominica.
Very, very naughty.
But she's... She has an intimidating stare there, Sandy. If you saw the pictures in the video, then you saw how she has that look. She just look at you, look right
through. Bring
her
some sunglasses. Problem solved.
Okay, there you go. That'll be the trick. That'll be the technique we use when we bring her to Dominica in January. All right, look, hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. The Christmas Crapstravaganza continues with our special Christmas play. You will not want to miss it. That's what's kicking off hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Merry Christmas, and we apologize in advance.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.